A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was April and I was in New York City. I was working for a guy who I'm not supposed to say who he is, but his name is on a lot of buildings here and in Atlantic City, Chicago, Las Vegas, and so forth. I was hired by his publicity person, Heidi Hopewell.
You know, I have been in this business for 30 years, and I thought I knew which news you stifle and which news you pump up.
Right.
But this guy, sometimes he drops a bomb and his numbers go sky high. It's just so hard to figure.
Yeah, so what's new now, huh?
Well, the stuff about punishing women who get an abortion. Uh-huh. I mean, I think we've turned the corner on that.
All right.
And the campaign manager getting in a wrestling match with the reporter, you know, because he thought she might hurt the candidate with her pencil.
Right.
Well, yeah, we can survive that. And then today, oh, listen to this.
Oh, this tape, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? They asked me, would I use nuclear weapons as a president? Okay. All right, well, look, I'm not saying I would, I'm not saying I wouldn't, all right? I think it totally depends on the situation there, totally. I'm very, very smart about nuclear stuff, okay? Okay? Nobody's smarter than me on nuclear, all right? Frankly, I'm not going to start something, but if somebody starts something, I will tell you this, I am going to totally finish it so it stays finished, all right? And so I'm not going to say, no, I wouldn't, because that's what stupid loser people do, okay? No, no, I want him to think that I might, you know, unpredictable. I love the unpredictable, okay? In fact, that's my strategy. They're looking over here. Bing, bong, you hit him over there. Perfect.
Boy, the guy really likes to hear himself talk,
oh,
doesn't
yeah.
he?
Oh, yeah. You can say that again. And then today, he was asked about the report that Antarctica is melting and the oceans are going to rise by 6 feet.
Oh,
listen
yeah.
to this.
Stuff happens, okay? Some people say it's global warming. Some people say no. We're going to look into all that, okay? All I can say is that my buildings are going to be even more valuable as islands, all right? People love islands.
Well, what is going on in this guy's mind that he
I mean,
talks
the man's
like that,
mind
huh?
is an echo chamber.
Oh,
you
I...
drop a rock in, it's a long time before you hear the splash.
All right.
Okay, this is from last night's debate.
Oh, the
Listen
debate.
Here. There we go.
And let me tell you something, Cruz the loser. Don't you point that stinky finger at me or I will put that where the sun does not shine, you big dope.
Stinky finger is all you, Mr. Trump. And as for being a big dope, it takes one to know one.
Look, that finger is disgusting. That finger's been in your nose. Can you believe this guy? Come on, use a handkerchief.
Well, Donald, I knew that you were windy. But did you happen to hear that, folks? Mr. Trump just cut one.
Ooh.
He cut a huge one, and he's been doing it all night. Thanks to you, Donald. Smells like somebody died in here.
There he goes, Lion Ted. Lion Ted, that came from you, Lion Ted. I bet you got scorch marks in your pants.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A smell that bad that can only come from you.
Oh, what? Come on. Please, grow up. Grow up. Just grow up.
You grow up, Donald J.
You started this chicken snot.
Who are you calling chicken snot?
Who do you think, chicken snot?
Okay, you started it, Trumpkin.
Oh, please, please. Look at this. Your pants are totally smoking. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You know something? Let's just drop our pants right now, okay? Let's do it. You do it. I'll do it. We'll settle this once and for all. Who's the biggest, okay? He talks big, but I guarantee he's got nothing. Nothing. Come on, drop trout. Be a man. Dare you, dare you, dare you. Come
on. It's a little after this part here.
Okay. Let me...
Wait.
Heidi,
oh.
Somebody's coming here. I think it's him.
He's coming in there right now.
What are you trying to do to me here? You're killing me here. What do you mean we're out of prime rib? I told you prime rib. I didn't mean filet. I meant prime rib. Come on, get real, would you?
What? 100 pardons, master. I will attend to this immediately.
Okay. And I don't want scotch. I want Trump scotch,
Trump
all right?
Scotch.
And my own wine, the Arc de Trump.
Okay.
So who do I need to talk to about this,
Me, master. Your faithful servant. Your every whim is my command.
Go, just get it done, okay?
Yes, master, yes.
Hey, boss. How's it going? You know Mr. Noir.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Okay, people. So how are you going to get me out of this?
I mean, I don't have to worry here, right?
Get you out of what, sir?
Get me out of the race. I'm done. I got a huge lead in New York. How did that happen? What do I have to do? Shoot somebody at broad daylight?
Yeah, I thought we were out to win this, sir.
Are you kidding? Just because you like to date girls don't mean you need to get married, okay? How do I fold my hand and walk away here?
Yes, sir. We will figure that out, sir.
Well, do it quickly. I want to fly me to New York and let me play on TV screens.
Okay, sir.
Let me see what spring is like in long black limousines.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, there's our problem for today.
Uh-huh.
How are we going to get him out of this?
So he doesn't want to be president, huh? Interesting.
Mm.
I guess I sort of sensed that, though.
Yeah?
I don't know. We could have his campaign manager punch somebody else, you know, somebody who's not a reporter, a Catholic nun, maybe, seeing impaired nun.
No. Catholic nuns can be rough.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing impaired are really rough.
All right.
Hey, Gino.
Yeah.
You're the pollster.
Yeah.
How do you get his numbers down where we want them?
Yeah, well, I've been researching that. The quickest, easiest thing to do is to get cat owners upset.
Cat owners.
Yeah. He got 60% of women against him right now, and if we get the cat owners aroused, we can bump it up to 90%.
Okay, so what do we do?
Get a video of him picking up a cat by the tail.
Oh, you are brilliant. You know that.
Yeah. A 15-second video, cat crawls up in his lap. He says, get off me, you stupid fur bag, and he picks it up by the tail and tosses it.
What? Kind of cruel to a cat, no?
A moment of pain for the cat, you save the world from an idiot.
No, I think he's got it.
Politics. Not my favorite line of work. I much rather be locating beautiful heiresses who ran away with their chauffeurs, or following demented tycoons who were wandering around and making us... Well, actually, that's what this is, isn't it? Yeah. Challenging. And at $1,000 a day, I tell you, I can afford it. Hard to beat.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Tim Russell, Sue Scott, Mr. Fred Newman.